Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
John Joe Patterson, who sexually abused his stepdaughters over a 10-year period, was jailed for 8 years with the final 18 months suspended in 2015. His victims, Emma and Vanessa Withrow, bravely waived their right to an anonymity back in 2015 so that their stepfather could be named. This week, his stepdaughters were told that he is due to be released from prison in September, having served his full sentence. I'm joined on the line now by Vanessa and Emma Withrow and their eldest sister, Laura. Vanessa, if I can start with you, and we could take us right back, if you will, to when all of this began. You were 9 years old when your stepfather, John Joe Patterson, started to abuse you.
Yeah, I was 9 years old. My first incident happened when we used to get spins up and down on his quad bike. He owned a quad bike. He used to go down the road and he'd go down a laneway and throw his leg over the other side when we were out of sight of the houses. And he used to groom me then from my top half of my body. And then obviously we'd go back to the house then.
And you were, as I say, just 9 years old. You had really no idea what was happening.
No, I had no idea. I knew it felt uncomfortable. But no, at 9 years of age, you don't understand what's going on.
And things progressed from there then?
Yeah, they used to run a business. He used to have the hamper company and we used to have it in the shed. We used to go out and help with the boxes and stuff. And the next incident happened when I was out helping him one night out there. Again, same nature, he would be feeling through my clothes, grooming and thrusting himself off me. And again, then I tried to always put myself out of his way then that it wouldn't happen again. But it did one morning when Mammy was dropping my sister to school. I was in bed sick and he came in and got on top of me. Again, the same thrusting against me. I could feel everything, his parts down below. And again, trusting as if he was having sex with me.
And what age were you at that stage, Vanessa?
I was 11.
So at 11, did you have a better understanding of why this was happening or what was happening?
No, I still didn't understand why. No, I knew it felt uncomfortable. I knew it felt wrong. I didn't like it. I knew it wasn't right at that stage.
And how was this affecting you, you know, in school, day to day? Did it get in on you?
Yeah, I suppose, as principals would have said, I was really good in primary school. I was just 12 going into first year, and I just kind of, life caused trouble to a teenager then when I hit first year. I missed school, used to go on the bus and not go to school. I was just lost education-wise. I couldn't focus. I was A's the whole way through. In primary school, if you say A's the whole way through, I was a good student, let's say. And then it started to drop then off in secondary school.
And this went on, did it, during your secondary school years?
No, it did for a little while. And then my sister we left home. Emma brought me with her. I was 13.
And in your case, your stepfather, John Joe Patterson, he pleaded guilty to the abuse.
He pleaded guilty to mine after being convicted then of Emma's.
Did he express remorse?
No. No, he never showed any bit of remorse and still hasn't.
You've had no contact with him since then?
No contact, no.
Okay, Vanessa, stay with us there, Vanessa. I want to talk to Emma for a moment. Emma, good afternoon.
Yeah.
Emma, Vanessa just telling us there that you actually took Vanessa out of the family home when she was still quite young.
Yeah.
and you would have been very young yourself at that stage. What age were you?
I was 18 and I said I had enough and I said I wasn't leaving her there. At the time, I didn't know anything was happening to Vanessa. But like I said, I'm taking it with me in case it does start happening.
Your case, again, he is convicted of sexually abusing you on 39 counts of sexual assault. When did it start for you?
Started with me at 9 years of age. I was at home from school. I was sick. We went out. I was helping him out in the shed. And he put down cardboard on the floor. And he shoved me face down. And not like Vanessa's, but it was under my clothes. And I was always face down.
And again, you were just 9 years old when this happened for the first time.
Yeah.
So again, you really were, you must have been completely confused and...
Yeah, like at 9 years of age, you don't have a clue anything about what would be happening that way.
How long did it go on in your case?
It happened at the start, it was once a week, and then after that it started happening more frequent, the whole way up till I was 18, till I left home. And then he followed me to my house that I was living in, just outside Tentmore. And then again, in the house that I'm living now in Moneygall.
So it didn't stop for you, even after you left the family home?
I thought it would stop if I left the home. It didn't. He followed me, and it happened on three occasions after I had left the home.
You had this trial, your stepfather's trial, it lasted for 5 weeks, 5 weeks of evidence. What was it like sitting through that trial?
Just hard. To go through every detail and just 12 strangers looking at you, it's horrific. It's not easy. It was horrible, and the length that it went on, I wasn't sleeping, I wasn't eating properly, still had to come home to normal life at home. You know, it was very hard.
And when your stepfather, John Joe Patterson, was sentenced, did that give you some relief?
Yeah, in a little bit. In my eyes, it wasn't long enough. But to hear the register say guilty on all accounts, it was nice to actually somebody believe me.
Yeah, was that a big moment for you? Because this is what we hear so much from people in your situation, that it's being believed that really matters.
Yeah, because we've been called liars the whole time. We're still being called liars. But to actually say that 12 people sat, strangers didn't even know me, and actually said that they believe me, that's a big thing for somebody that is abused. It's a big thing to come out and tell anybody that you've been abused. But to actually have 12 strangers believe that what I was saying was true.
Your mother supported your stepfather through the trial?
Yep, the whole way through, still does.
So how do you feel about that now?
I just don't, as a mother myself, I don't understand how a mother can do that to her children. And she just didn't even look at us as her kids, you know. It's horrible as to see your mother sitting with him and holding his hand, and you know, it's not nice.
So have you had any contact with your mother since then?
No, nothing, and never will again.
So your children, you have two children yourself?
Yeah.
They won't have any relationship with their grandmother?
They've never met her and never will.
What did this abuse do to you, Emma?
I've no self-esteem. I've no confidence. It's very hard to have relationships. Now, I have a great partner, but it's very hard to be comfortable. You don't trust anybody. You look at everyone and think, how can I trust them? You don't let anybody in. We've lost all our family relations, you know. It's just hard. It is hard.
And when you heard this week that John Joe Patterson is going to be released from prison in September?
Yeah, I'm sick to my stomach. Because when he's in prison, I know where he is. When he's out, I'm not going to know where he is, whether he's watching me again. And he's going to be in the area where we are. So it's going to, we're going to see him at some stage. It's hard to know that I won't know where he is all the time. At least now in prison, I know where he is.
Are you still frightened of him at some level?
I'm terrified. Terrified of him. That'll never go. As much counselling as I'm getting, I'm still terrified.
Stay with us, Emma, and I appreciate that this is very, very difficult for yourself and Vanessa. And I want to talk to Laura now, who supported you through all of this. And Laura,
Hi, Katie, how are you?
Hi, Laura, how are you? You yourself, Laura, reported abuse allegations in 2001 and in 2010, but just to explain to people, your case never came to trial, and we won't go into that now because for legal reasons, and it may well come back up again. But
yeah.
When did you find out about your sister's abuse?
So I left home in 2001 and, a number of years later when I re-established relationships with my sisters, that's when I found out that they were being abused. I had, being honest, always had a certain concern, but it was only years later it was confirmed for me. And so when my sisters made their statements in 2010 and I was urged to do the same, I did so.
How did you feel when it was confirmed to you that your sisters had gone through this?
It was like a little niggling fear that I had had for years had been confirmed. And it's not that I was glad in any way, shape or form that I was right, but I always had that. It was always at the back of my mind, you know.
Your biological father, Paul, he supported you through all of this, but you've lost him as well in the intervening years.
Yeah, our dad passed away. It was 6 years this year in November. I mean, Daddy was in court with us and done whatever he could. And
how has it affected your relationship with your sisters?
Oh, look, I was without them for years and things were so strange, and it took us a long time even just to start getting back to know each other and finding each other in each other's lives again. But, you know, they're my sisters and I love them to bits and I'd do absolutely anything for them, and I think they know that.
The trial must have been very difficult.
Horrific. There's no other way to describe it. It was just horrendous. I mean, you just want to take the people that you love and wrap them in cotton wool and protect them from the likes of this. And being the eldest, I've always had that protective nature towards them. So, you know, there was nothing easy about it.
And we heard from Emma there that she is terrified, as she said herself, at the prospect of John Joe Patterson being released from prison.
Yeah.
Would you share that?
I would. Absolutely, I would. Here's a man who has shown absolutely zero remorse of any description. And, you know, you would always have to have a concern about somebody who has shown no remorse of any description, you know.
You have good news. You've good news, a baby on the way, Laura. Your first.
Yes, I do. Yes, my first son, yeah.
The background you the family you came out of, has that affected you as you've gone on through life?
Of course it has. I mean, like Emma said there, we are basically without our family network. Like, we would have had our dad and, you know, some of Dad's side of the family, but regretfully quite a number of them have passed away in the last few years, whereas we wouldn't have much connection with any of our maternal side of the family at all. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm having my first child now, and Emma and Vanessa have their kids, and that's a family network in itself, and we will make that all it can be.
Laura, stay with us. I want to go back to Vanessa. Vanessa, you have four children.
I have four children, yeah.
And we heard there from Emma how frightened she was about John Joe Patterson's release. Where are you with that?
Yeah, like that, he's shown no remorse. Like, the images I have of him are the scare images of a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old and of all the incidents. Like, that's never going to leave. Like, you work on it, like Emma said, you work on it with counselling and you work on it and you work on it. And you're always trying to keep those feelings at bay. And don't get me wrong, at times they do come back up. You have to struggle and deal with them. We'll always have to deal with them. They'll never leave us. And seeing him again now more frequent when he's out will be difficult.
I suppose we should say we don't know where John Joe Patterson will be based when he does come out. And I suppose we have to say as well, he has served fully the sentence that was handed down to him. And I suppose there was always going to be the day when he was going to be released. But as you say, it doesn't stop you feeling the way you feel.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Okay. Well, look, I want to wish yourself, Vanessa, Emma and Laura, all three of you, I want to thank you so much. I know this is very difficult for you to talk about. And I want to commend your bravery in coming forward and waiving your anonymity back in 2015 so that John Joe Patterson could be named. And I want to wish you all the best.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks very much, Katie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And I just want to thank Emma, Vanessa and Laura once again for sharing their story, that very difficult story with us. And I know that it may have raised issues for some listeners. And just to remind you of the National 24-Hour Helpline for the Rape Crisis Centre. It's 1-800-778-888. That's 1-800-778-888.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.